Casey in Louisiana listens to The Money Pit on KEEL, and you've got a foundation question. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a 43-year-old house, and it's got a foundation across, it's got a crack across the entire foundation.
What direction does the crack run in?
You want directions? It runs from east to west. It runs across the body of the house.
It's a horizontal crack?
Yes.
Okay.
It varies a little bit. It's not exactly in a straight line, but fairly close.
And how big is this crack? Is it fairly wide, fairly deep? Describe it a little bit.
Well, where we can see it, because there's linoleum that's on the floor, sheet linoleum, it's separating some of the linoleum. It's not probably but about 4 or 5 inches deep at the most that I can tell. And it's not very wide, but it's gotten a little wider in the 8 years that we've been in the house.
Okay. So the crack is in the floor, and it kind of goes in and out from under the linoleum. Is that the situation?
Yes.
All right.
And we can feel it under the linoleum. There's some difference in, you know, the height mm-hmm. difference from one side to the other, but nothing significant.
And this is the basement or the first floor?
We only have a one-floor home.
Okay. So it's a slab-on-grade home.
Yes.
All right. Well, concrete slabs crack. Sometimes
right.
some would say that's what they're designed to do. Usually it happens because of shrinkage. Really two reasons. Either shrinkage when the initial
pour
occurred.
Well, it could be ground settling, couldn't it?
Or it could be some movement of the soil.
We have very clay soil here.
Well,
it moves horribly.
I was going to say the best advice we can give you is to try to keep that soil as stable as possible. And that comes back to moisture management. Making sure that the water around your house is draining away from the house and the gutter system is extended out so you keep the soil as dry as you can. Do you have any evidence that this crack is active, or is it something that's sort of always been there?
It's been here since we moved in, and I couldn't. It was my husband's grandfather built the house himself.
Okay.
And it was here when we got here, and there's no evidence that it's, like, getting wider all the time.
All right, well, that's good news. Then I would tell you not to worry about it. If you ever decide to replace that floor and you have it up, I would fill the crack with a flowable urethane, which is a flexible caulk kind of a material that will seal it in really good and stop any soil gases from coming through there. And you can build it up a little bit and not feel it now when you walk over the new floor.
Okay.
But in terms of structure, if it's been there all this time and you see no evidence of it moving, then I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, well, here's my question, my bottom line question, because we would want to fill it and replace the flooring. We'll eventually move from this house. We know we will. And how do you sell a house with a crack in the foundation? Because obviously it's done, but people have said, oh, no, you're going to have to get the foundation fixed.
Well, if it's the floor, it may not be the foundation. You may be confusing the two parts of your house. It depends on how the floor was poured. Now, sometimes you build a house with, say, a footing and then a concrete block wall that comes up, and then the wall is on top of that, and then the floor is basically floating and it goes in between those walls. In any event, most of the floor surface is not load-bearing. It's only load-bearing under the walls itself. So it's not technically the foundation that's cracked. It's really just the concrete floor that's cracked. There's two ways to handle it. You know, if you want to be incredibly honest with the people that are buying your house, you can tell them that there was a crack under the floor and that it's been there since your husband's grandfather built the house and it's never moved. You've sealed it properly and you refloored over it. If it's something that they're concerned about, they could have a professional home inspector or an engineer evaluate that. The other thing that you could do is if you really just want to put your fears to rest is have that done right now. Have an engineer look at it and provide a report for you identifying the condition, recommending any repairs, and then get those repairs done, have them reinspect it, and that kind of creates what Leslie and I like to call a pedigree on the repair so that we know that it was done correctly. Then you pass that along to any future owner.
Yeah, and it's a level of reassurance to that future owner that you've done something properly and you've got all the paperwork to back it up.
I really don't know because this is our first home that we've ever owned. And I would want to sell it so that they would know and that it was fixed properly. What kind of, and this is another thing I don't know, what kind of cost does that run into, or do you know?
Well, it really depends on what's wrong. You want to start with the inspection itself. You know, and the inspection is probably going to cost you $200 or $300 for an inspection and a report. And then from there, you can decide what your best option is. I mean, it may be that the engineer comes out and says, I don't see any reason to repair this other than just sealing it like we've suggested, and you're done. But if there is a repair that's suggested, then you can evaluate your options. In any event, if you want to put your mind at ease, have a design professional like an engineer or an architect review that crack and determine whether or not it's of structural concern, and then move on from there, okay?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.